This weekend is the Kingdom of Riversance, an annual event taking place at Riverside Park. The founder of the event is with us for Food for Thought. Phil Claes, are you ready for this weekend?
I have a lot of food for thought. Yeah, I'm ready.
You are ready?
I'm ready.
And this is the 16th annual event?
It is. It's a Rivercade event, and it's the 16th one, which is amazing to me, but it doesn't surprise me because it's a quality fun event.
And we'll talk about the food in a bit, but how did this whole event get its start?
Well, you know, years ago, I came up with the idea of the Old West Expo with Jim Chartier, and we took it to Rivercade, and we had the saloon down on the riverfront, and then we moved to Chautauqua Park with it as a Rivercade event. And that ran its course in about 5 years. And then I heard all these people talking about Renaissance festivals. And I've never been to one other than the one I started here. But everybody was telling me about these great events, these great acts. And so I pitched Rivercade on doing a Renaissance festival. It took 12 years before the thing actually was able to come to fusion. But I'd come up with a name 12 years before as the Kingdom of Riversance with the river and everything. I thought, yeah, that'll work, you know. And so, yeah, that's how it started. My brother Larry was involved with Rivercade at the time, and I was too, and talked to him. And then we took it to John Gleason down at Klinger's, who sponsored it the first year to get it going. And here we are 16 years later.
And it's such a great location, Riverside Park.
Yeah. You know, the ancient oak trees, the Sioux River out there. I mean, there's a certain ambiance about that setting in itself. There's always hawks out there nesting and flying, which is, you know, pretty strong medicine in its own way. But like I say, I've never been to another Renfest, but these people that some of them that we hire that are national groups that travel around and do this for a living, they tell me, I guess most of them are like out in the middle of nowhere, no trees, you know, the decor leaves something to be desired, where we have Riverside Park is a perfect place for this.
And what kind of things can people find at this big festival?
Well, you know, you walk up to the place, and here's this towers and gates. And somebody's greeting you, saying, thank you for coming to our Kingdom of Riversance. We do this for the guests that come. Those of us that are in costume and character, we're there to entertain you when you come and visit our kingdom. And you walk in the front gate, and you're greeted, and all of a sudden, no matter which way you look, no matter which way you turn your ear, the sights and the sounds are unique because we try to get you to step back in time to the Renaissance period. And those of us that do it as characters, I'm the fallen Friar Phil of the Kingdom of Riversance, of course, of the Claes clan of Belgium, because my people came from Belgium, the Claes clan. So, you know, many of us have found our characters, family traditional characters, and you're just entertained from the moment you start walking up. We're there to entertain you. And we do a pretty good job, I'm told.
How many different characters will be there?
Oh, we'll probably have 200 to 250 in costume to entertain you. And they're there, like I say. Come join our kingdom by coming and being a visitor. And we're there just to greet you and to entertain you.
And what kind of entertainment do you have?
Well, you know, there's a lot of singing. There's a lot of dancing. One of the encampments this year is going to actually, anyone that wants to learn how to dance of that period dancing, they'll be doing that. We have encampments that are historically correct. You step back into a Viking encampment, and they're living their daily life of Vikings at their encampment, and you get to observe that, perhaps eat some bread that the woman's cooking on an open fire. And then, you know, we've got 5 stages where there's entertainment going on, comedy, dancing, singing, a lot of music. There's a lot of music. And then we have the children's area over by the Giving Tree where the children can have hands-on activities of the time period. And that's just the start of it. I mean, from there, walking through the place, you know, we're going to have about 50 vendors 12 food vendors, turkey legs, And we're going to have, you know, a lot of artisans selling their crafts. Some are even making them there and selling them on the spot. And so that's another part of it. We've got a fairy encampment, a gypsy fairy encampment, which is pretty magical in its own right. Then we have, you know, the belly dancing area. One of the shelter houses that we use there has belly dancing all the time. We have groups that come from all over that'll be belly dancing all day long. And then the jousts. There's three jousts each day, armored jousts, full armored jousting. Great big horses, knights and knights, women knights. I can't remember what they're called now. But anyway, that are actually doing jousting in front of you. And it's up close and personal. You hear the clang of that joust. You hear the clang. You hear them fall off their horse when they hit the ground. You know, it's very real. And then another wonderful thing that happens three times a day, too, is the Birds of Prey show. We have a group that comes out of Oklahoma that saves birds and then tries to return them to the wild. And they do three shows a day as well. And when they're not doing the shows, then they have them perched in their little encampment. So you can walk up and look eyeball to eyeball in the eyes of a screech owl or a falcon or an eagle. And that in itself is quite an experience.
Now, the show is Food for Thought. You mentioned a little bit of the food, women making bread, the turkey legs. What are some other kind of things that people can chow down on?
Well, you know, there's specialty items, too, as far as kettle corn made on the spot, and just a big variety of different foods on sticks that are grilled, you know, cooked over open fires. And there's something for everybody in our food area.
There's also some drink as well.
Well, yes, we have a pub. It's the Fallen Friar Fail Pub, actually. And there's bar wenches in there that are serving the brew. We have water and pop and coffee in there as well. But there is beer of sorts, varieties, and there's entertainment in the pub itself as well. And then an offspring of that is our Pirates Comedy Smoker.
Ooh.
And that happens 4:30 on Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday. And it costs an extra $20 to get into that. However, you have to understand that it's bawdy. And bawdy in a Renaissance period. It's not crude, it's not out of line, but it is bawdy. And it's really a fun, lot of comedy, just great comedy by these pirates, the Scallywag Pirates. And they're out of Kansas City, and they've been doing this for years. They're just funny as heck.
So that's for the adults, probably.
That's adults only, and it costs $20, and you get that ticket at the pub. And like I say, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. You get a turkey leg. The reason it's called a smoker is if you want, you get a big cigar to smoke while you're having your turkey leg and your brew, watching this entertainment. And it ends with the Peasant Wenches Cleavage Contest.
Okay. So you are right. The adults might like that.
Nothing crude, nothing out of line. It ain't a strip joint or anything, you know.
Just up to the line, probably.
Yeah, well, at times, somebody's got a leg lifted going over the line, but we restrain them.
No, that's good, Phil. Now, the proceeds of the event, do they go to something special?
Well, Rivercade itself, actually, the proceeds go to pay our scholarships for our royalty, our Rivercade royalty. We do college scholarships. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm so proud about Rivercade is that in our 56 years, we've given over $400,000.
Wow.
To college scholarships, these young women who are royalty. There's the queen and the two princesses. And that's their, for scholarship monies. And that's pretty darn impressive. But that's where the main proceeds of Riversons go. Yeah.
How many years have you been involved with Rivercade?
Oh, gosh, it must be going on 35
years.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was at the first one, 1964. I've been to every one. In fact, it changed my life. I was going to be a priest in high school.
Wait, what?
I was going to be a priest.
Is this commonly known?
Those that knew me then.
That you were really going to be a priest?
Oh, I had every intention to be a priest. In fact, my degree is in theology and religious education. I was going to be a Franciscan. and I knew it as a child. I had what they call a calling. I mean, my whole life, in my youth, I knew that. I was raised a Catholic, so naturally I was drawn to Catholicism as far as being a priest. And at the first Rivercade in 1964, down on the riverfront, I ran into a girl that I'd met freshman year in high school, and her name was Patty. And Patty and I rode the Ferris wheel looking over the river, and it stopped on top, and we're up there, and she turned to me and kissed me. And at that point, the thought of celibacy went out the door, and now I'm the fallen Friar Phil instead.
Yeah, I was going to say,
So I've been involved with the Rivercade many ways, and in fact, it changed the course of my life.
Starting out with a kiss. Wow, yeah. that's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, people say, Phil, I thought you were going to be free. Well, Patty Moritz, Patty, that kiss just did it. So then I thought about being a Lutheran minister, but because my mother was a convert from Lutheran. But no, I've just done my best just to be a good person.
And people could just have a good time this Saturday, Sunday.
Oh,
and
gosh, yes.
It goes on rain or shine.
Oh, yeah. No, we're out there. I mean, this is our village. We create a kingdom. We create a village. And that's why Friday is so fun, because all of a sudden, starting about 7 o'clock in the morning, all these people start coming. Because with the vendors and everybody, we probably have easily 600 or 700 people that are involved in the production itself. And they all start coming out Friday, and we close it out that night about 10 o'clock, send everybody to their hotel rooms or home to get a good night's rest, because 10 o'clock next morning, it's showtime.
Wow. And what are the hours Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, it's 10 o'clock each day. And we have an opening ceremony at the gate where you're greeted by the king and queen of our kingdom and many of the other characters of the kingdom, from peasants to, like I say, royalty. And the gates open 10 o'clock, and then Saturday there's stuff all day long. Like I say, the jousting 3 times a day, the birds of flight 3 times a day in our jousting field, besides 5 stages with things going on constantly, as well as 80 to 100 people walking around just interacting with you and entertaining on the streets. And then at about 8 o'clock, we have the Dance of Fire on Saturday, which is a very unique dance, and there's fire involved. So it's pretty cool because it's dark and there's fire and beautiful dancing and great music. And then the next day, we start all over at 10 in the morning, and that goes until the last joust ends it starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So yeah, there's just fun-filled, packed entertainment.
Do you have a favorite character? A favorite person that you see walking around there?
The Crow sisters are 2 of them. They're peasant women. And they're just funny. And they are the essence to me of a couple peasant women who have had pretty tough life, back then, living on the streets. And they sell rotten apples. And those two are great, the Crows. Another one is the Mud Man. The Mud Man, Gary Lewis, which many of you know, he puts mud on children's noses and most adults' noses. And it's amazing how children line up to have this done, children of all ages. And the Mud Man's a great character as well. Sir Robert, our keeper of the crown, the protector of the kingdom, quite a character there. He and the king and queen do knighting, so children of all ages, but they can be knighted, both boys and girls, and they do that ceremony. And it's just, as far as my favorite, they're all my favorite.
Could you imagine living back in that era? It's magical for us today, it'd be hard to survive that time period.
We get a light bulb burn out, and we think it's the end of the world because the room's dark. None of that happened then. None of that was available then. You take the communication that we have. The technology is amazing today, but imagine when the technology was putting a thing on a crow's feet and have them fly away to take a message somewhere else. And, you know, the simplicity of life back then was so essential every day to find food.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then now you can go out there and get a turkey leg that'll feed you for a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the smoker, going back to the Baldy smoker, it's limited seating, too. So, I mean, if you get out there, you want to buy your ticket early. But I mean, just see these people sitting around with a cigar, you know. And, I mean, I'm talking to people that are about as straight-laced as you've ever seen, very proper. And they're like, well, I don't know if I really want to go. And 10 minutes after it starts, you know, they got their leg up, they got a cigar. Women as well got a cigar, they got a beer in their hand, they got a turkey leg over here, you know. And they're just laughing their butts off because it's so fun. And so that type of thing is interesting because it seems like it's a safe zone to let yourself really be spontaneous and cut loose.
And I think our world needs that more and
well,
more, don't you think?
I think so.
We're getting a little uptight sometimes.
Yeah. And there's the theme since I started the thing. There are no problems in the kingdom of Renaissance. And that's something I emphasize with everybody involved. And for two reasons. Number one, if there's a problem, I'm the one that they're going to run up and say, hey, Phil, we got a problem over here. You got to solve it. You know, and I'm there to enjoy this as much as anybody. I make the thing happen. We get the playground set. And at that point, if a problem comes up, all it takes is a resolution, a solution. So there are no problems. There's just solutions. So subsequently with that, we are a place of peace and harmony. And that's not a hippie thing. That's in reality that you can have an environment where everybody happily gets along. And everybody knows that if something happens that's questionable, that we take care of it ourselves right then and there. And the flow of that is continuous. It's contagious. And that's what I like most about Renaissance, is that for one weekend, we live in peace and harmony and joy. And we have a great time. And everybody that visits us is open to having that same great time.
That is profound, Phil.
Yeah, it's true.
And if people want to stop by Saturday and Sunday, what are the hours at Riverside Park before we leave?
10 o'clock, gates open, till 8 o'clock Saturday. And on Sunday, it's 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And like I say, there's the three jousts a day. They're like 2 hours apart. And there's a parade. We announce, you know, come on to the joust, you know, because the joust back then was a big deal. I mean, leave your post and come to the jousting field, you know. And then also, like I say, the birds of prey and everything else that's going on. It's just, it's so darn entertaining. A lot of people come, they come Saturday and they return on Sunday. I'm not saying you can't see everything in one day if you come, but it amazes me the amount of people that come back the second day.
And hopefully it'll be nice and sunny.
Well, you know, the weather, like, there again, we're Renaissance. We're back when half the people didn't have a roof to sleep under. So, I mean, if it rains, hell, if it snows, we're still going to be out there. We'll just have a bigger fire and stay warm as we can. And that's our frame of mind. I mean, all of us that are involved in it, I mean, we feel we step back in time. I mean, we're there, like I say, to assume that character that we're trying to portray, to share with the visitors that come to entertain them. But weather plays little part to us other than the disappointment that it holds a lot of people from coming. But last year we did find it rained hard Sunday all day long, and we had one of the biggest days we'd ever had. People came out with their rain jackets and umbrellas. I was shocked. I mean, I wanted to come. It was cold and rainy, you know, but they came and they had a great time. And that's, if you come and you don't have a good time, you find me and I'll give you your money back. You know, Rivercade will return your money. And I know that's a dangerous thing to say, but I'll know if you're lying or not. You know, when you tell me why you think you should get your money back, I'll know whether that's an honorable situation or not. And there's no reason to be disappointed. You'll be amazed. You'll be wowed. And that's the playground that we call the Rivercade Kingdom of Renaissance Festival. Yeah.
This Saturday and Sunday, gates open at 10 o'clock.
Renaissance.
And at the door, it's $10 for adults?
$10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and then under six are free. And that's the thing, we're the most inexpensive festival in the Midwest. And, it, you know, being a nonprofit, Rivercade, we're not profit motivated, which the rest of them, they're all businesses. We're not a business, we're a celebration. We're Rivercade. And, you know, with that, you know, the benefits come, you know, I mean, as far as the financial needs are met. It's really weird because every year we always just seem to just make enough to cover, like I say, the scholarships and the expenses. It's just, it's wonderful. You know, I mean, I've owned businesses over the years and I've done concerts promoted, you know, where money, you know, it was to make money. Now, this is to have fun and we just know that God will bless us and it'll all work out just fine.
You can't complain there isn't anything to do in Sioux City.
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, if you do, I don't know where you're hanging out, you know, because there's tons of things to do in Sioux City. And Rivercade's a big part of it. I take great pride in that. We have a great board of directors, and we have great sponsors that have been with us for, many of them, for 56 years since Rivercade started. And this is just, like I say, this is the end of 2019 Rivercade events. And we go out with a glorious, glorious bang. Rivercade, Riversance, you know. Yeah.
Phil Clays, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Riversance, Riversance, come join the fun and the ambiance. Rivercade, Riversance, thank you for coming to Riversance. Hip, hip, huzzah.
Phil Clays, and what's your alter ego?
Fallen Friar Phil of the Clays Clan of Belgium. The first to have rested under the ancient oak, in the land of the Sioux, along the three banks of the three rivers, in the place that we all so lovingly call the Kingdom of Riversance, where joy and merriment and peace is our purpose.
Well, have fun this weekend, Phil. I'm sure you will.
Oh, yes. I'm having fun all the time.